Number 10,260, Cedar Creek Landing, southwest of Route 1, 3,700 feet southeast of Road 207. A special use exception for an off-premise sign. There we go.
Excuse me. Okay, now this one's on the opposite side.
Yes, I'm sorry. The testimony I gave before was for both signs.
Yes, sir.
The second sign is, as I said, is on the north of the property. Once again, we have no means of capturing our southbound customers to direct them into the campground. And at the present time, I've secured the approval of the owner of the property there to allow us to put this sign up. It's an 8x16. And it says basically the same thing. And once again, and as I said before, it's a directional sign pointing to the right to get traffic off of the northbound lane. It's in a open area along that portion of the highway.
Right. And they're not create any problem. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Worley?
No.
Mr. Upton? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Before there's a vote, sir, I just couldn't help but notice that both of those signs are already in place. Both of your signs are already in place now?
No, we have them. These would be permanent signs. The signs that we have there right now are temporary signs on trailers.
Okay. You understand they were illegal even on a temporary basis?
No, because I was told that they were permissible because of during the election time frame.
Well, would have been permissible if it had been a campaign sign, but they were illegal because you didn't have permits for them, even as temporary signs. In the future, you can't just go putting stuff up. You need the permission. You need building permits. And I think, to the extent that there are no permits for the existing signs, that there ought to be a.
They're illegal.
Yeah, and the applicant probably should be required to come in and get building permits for those and pay for those permits as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Burke. Okay. Chair, I'll call for a motion. Okay, last call for a motion. I'll put it on the table.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10260, as I don't believe it will adversely affect adjacent or adjoining properties.
And you add to that motion that the applicant will obtain all necessary building permits?
Sure.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,260 with the one stipulation. Is that correct, counsel, that he obtain all the necessary permits? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Your case is approved, sir, and you did understand the requirements that you have to.
I just want to clarify. You said, so you want me to get a permit for the signs that are there and then the ones that we're going to put there, too? Is that what you
yes,
want us to
you're
do?
You're going to need to go in the office, apply for, and get permits for the signs that are there on a temporary basis and for the new ones to
okay.
pay the necessary fees.
Okay, and I go to the building inspection department for that, or?
It's the permit department, just walk in the front door, go to the permit department, and they'll give that to you.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Case number 10,261, First State Sign.